is the Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. You can watch it as it happens on Facebook Live at WPLR-FM or subscribe to Chaz and AJ wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're live.
Okay. Oh, I thought he was going to let me say yeah. when we're ready.
I thought exactly. so, too.
That was the whole
That's
thing.
That's what
yeah.
I heard right before yeah. right. he said,
ready,
I got
set,
it.
Set, go.
Right. Yeah. Mm.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Guess who's running the camera?
One person.
It's not you.
Swipe.
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 Hello, one person. It's that Mamsie.
Six.
Hello, the other five of you.
The halves of you.
And six more.
Right.
I'm surprised AJ hasn't made a joke with Swipe's name yet.
Why is that?
Stop being an ass, Swipe.
Swipe.
Ah.
Ah. It's the Friday After Show. I'm Chaz. AJ's over
yep.
there. This is Ashley.
Hi.
That's Phil.
Yeah.
And Swipe's on the other side.
Which is why it's shaky.
That's why it's shaky. That's why it's moving fast.
Hi, guys.
Should call him DT.
He just flipped it around onto his own face.
Should call him DT.
Well, this is the guy who started as an intern, wanted to be behind the scenes.
First thing he said to us.
I want to be behind the scenes.
Oh, I love it.
Well, he's behind the camera right now.
Is yeah, the camera still on you?
No.
Oh. Yeah, this is you guys. This is
be funny if he did the whole thing.
Yeah.
Just his face.
Just
didn't
him
someone
reacting.
Do that?
Right.
Someone did that. One of our quote unquote camera people did that.
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Today. Yeah, back so, in, yeah.
If you have any questions, any comments, post them. Phil's watching.
Ooh.
Food Fest. Excited about that. You okay?
Burp after eating blood sauce.
The blood sauce coming back at you.
Oh, that's all you taste.
I smelt it on my hands for like hours.
I smelt the sausage on my hands.
I smelt it, then I dealt it.
I kept on smelling my fingers from the sausage.
You want to smell?
No. I got my own. Thank you.
They didn't give you a fork?
Swipe. No, she had a fork.
You don't have a microphone, so stop talking.
Okay, no.
This is behind the scenes Swipe.
We will ask you a question if we want you to speak.
Yeah. Speak loudly.
He comes in, right? We have this food in the studio. There's three pieces left. Wiggy comes in. You know Wiggy's going to grab one or two or three.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, just save one for me. His hand comes out. I'm like, this friggin' guy. I love the guy, but I also hate him at the same time.
Right. Well, he swiped it off the plate.
Swipe is becoming more and more of a better fit.
Appropriate, yeah. Chaz and AJ, Arts Television Appliance Food Fest Thursday, September 26th. Get your tickets now.
Yep.
This thing is it's selling fast.
It is.
And based on the food that I had this morning.
Oh, my God.
The corner restaurant in
Milford.
Delicious.
Wow.
Stuff,
Michelle LaBelle.
Michelle LaBelle.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff.
On three, Michelle LaBelle. One, two, three.
Michelle LaBelle.
Wow. What was that, Phil?
Michelle LaBelle. No, the food.
No.
I thought you were making
not
fun of my name when I said the name.
Translation.
Sorry.
It was pulled pork with like eggs inside and crispy onions.
Cheese?
And it was like a rice.
Cheese.
It was like an edible rice bowl.
Wrapped in bacon.
Yeah.
Right.
Wrapped in bacon.
It was nuts.
It was bacon?
It was the best breakfast food I ever had in my life.
Malaysian spice.
Yes.
Wasn't that a boy band in Malaysia?
Malaysian spice. Yeah, that was good. I'm just reflecting on it right now.
Yeah, somebody reflecting later
I didn't
on.
Get to the omelet, whatever was in the omelet. You guys were raving about that too.
Well, the middle part had egg and it had some, I think it was either duck or pulled pork. I think it was duck in the middle. Over easy egg,
yeah.
And it had some stuff. It had almost like those little the things you get the little pancakes you get with Chinese food,
scallion pancakes.
Thank you, scallion pancake type stuff. And
wow,
it was good stuff with the crispy onions. I tried some of that in the middle.
Right.
Good stuff. Yeah, definitely worth it.
I mean, just the smell when like you took the wrapping off of the tray.
Oh my God, it was so good.
It was
stuff,
like,
man.
Oh my God.
Yep.
I can't wait to eat all the food at the food fest, but like just walking into the room and being able to smell everything that's cooking at once.
It was smart for them to bring that.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's going
to
be amazing.
I am so not going to eat that day because we're going to have to go to all places and have some.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of eating.
Well, this is the thing about the food fest is that you can have all this great food from all over the state under one roof.
Yeah.
You pay $35 and you eat the whole time. All these different places. I have a list. Steely's Deli.
Right. Seely's.
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 Right. Seely's.
Seely's Deli.
Jay and Amanda.
Seely's Deli. Silver Sands Pizza. Terry Lodge. Corner Restaurant. Whiskey Barrel.
Ooh.
Zoe's
nice.
Pizza.
This is a door song, isn't it?
Zupardi's Pizza Truck.
Bye. No kidding.
Zupardi's.
Bear's Catering. Bear's Smokehouse.
Yes.
Bowtie Cinemas. Brewport.
Nice.
Chris and Roy's Brotherly Grub.
Good dudes.
Grassy Hill Country Club. Guilford Mooring. Joey C's Roadhouse. Joey C's Boathouse.
Joey.
Kimberly Diner. Riverview Bistro. Savin Rock Roasting Company.
Nice.
Oh, they gotta be there.
No.
It's nuts.
It's all the greatest hits.
Yeah. Yep. So if you're a restaurant, or if you know a restaurant, like if you have a favorite restaurant, you're like, everyone's got to try this food, tell them to get involved. You can go to WPLR.com for your tickets or to get involved.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Boom.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Boom.
Bam.
What else? Ashley's going to Zach Brown tomorrow.
Nice.
Sunday.
Oh, is it Sunday?
Yeah.
Sunday. Oh.
She's gonna.
Ashley's gonna be tired.
She'll be more quiet than she normally is.
Yep. She'll be like.
All right.
I'm very excited though. Eric got me into the band, and we're in the pit.
You're in the band.
In the band. Wow.
In the
pit. Triangle.
Oh, Eric got you into the band. I'm like, wow.
Oh, I
you're
meant.
You're in the band. You're gonna.
What
be
do you? A, how do we not know this?
Into their music.
Yeah, she's playing the traffic.
I love it. So I'm really, really excited.
Holy crap.
And it's wrapped in bacon.
The Zach Brown Band is a great concert. I saw them at Mohegan Sun. Everybody sings. It's like they're great. Awesome musicians.
I'm so excited.
They always do some cover of some cool classic rock song.
They did Metallica last year. I went last year.
Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
The parking lot experiences.
Tough.
Yeah.
Usually we park kind of far away and walk.
Right.
That's honestly the best way. Because then you don't really need to worry about like the exiting line.
Exactly.
Like the further away you are, it sucks getting in. And walking back, you're just like looking at everybody getting so angry. And you're like, I know that we're getting in our car and we're getting right on the road.
2 years ago at Zach Brown at Xfinity, Eric and I were in the back seat and Eric's brother was driving. And we had fallen asleep in the back seat. Woken up an hour later and had not moved at all.
Well, because Eric's brother also fell asleep. That's what you forgot to tell me.
Because he put it in park because and went to bed.
There was exhaust leak in the car. We all fell asleep.
I was like, come on.
The band's tour bus was behind them like, get out of the way!
Oh, that's the worst. You wake up and you think, are we almost home?
Yes.
You open your eyes like, we haven't moved.
It was horrible.
We were parked.
So many people.
We were parked in that space right there.
Yeah. Very excited. And you're jumping out of a plane tomorrow.
Jumping out of a plane.
Good luck.
Weather permitting, yes.
Yeah, I've been able to suppress it for like 3 months. And then like yesterday,
had a Friday there once.
It started kicking in. Jennifer's been asking me for probably 3 weeks. Are you nervous? Are you nervous? I'm like, no. Not thinking about it.
Right.
Because the whole jump is like 3 minutes.
Yeah. You had a philosophy about that though.
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, spend 5 hours worrying about something that's going to take 3 minutes.
Exactly.
So, but yeah, it's been setting in. So I've been kind of hoping the weather would turn ugly. So I was like, oh, it's canceled. I was so bummed.
I was so ready
to
go.
And I'm so busy for the rest of the year.
Right.
Exactly. You know,
right.
Won't be able to do it.
Yeah, but thank you. Here's your check.
But it's a great cause. You think about these veterans, everything they've done for the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's still time to get in, and you could jump if you want with us tomorrow. I know I'm selling it hard here.
Yeah.
But yeah, jump out of a perfectly good airplane at around 14,000 feet.
Well, maybe they give me a crappy one.
Yeah.
14,000 feet?
Yeah.
Jesus.
The hardest part is really, you know, you're getting on the plane is horrible. The door closing is horrible because you know you can't turn back now. Getting up there and then watching people go, knowing that every person that leaves the plane is one person closer to you going out.
Right.
I think the first person off the plane, that's the best spot to be. It's just like, get it over with. Just shove me out the you know, let's get the free fall going. Because when you're watching people go out, you're like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Because they're just gone.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah, and you have too much time to think about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I was the last person the first time I went.
Tough
position.
And
I think this time I'm going to be among the first.
Yeah. So be the last person on the plane. I think that's the trick.
I don't think I'm going to be the first person because I don't want the person to go and then hear someone say, wait, you weren't supposed to go. Like, they're not going to be happy.
Yeah.
You know, I want to make sure we're okay. Let one person go. Okay, good. All right, I'll go. But when you get to the door of the plane and you look out, that is the moment that you just know that it could really, this is it. You have to take that step out of the plane.
Nope.
I didn't voluntarily take it the last time I went. They tell you, you get to the door, you hold on to the door, you strap to the person. They're going to say, 1, 2, 3, go. And then you just like curl yourself
like
out,
a banana, like this, they say.
Like a banana.
Yeah.
Right.
And you just go out. And they say, keep your head up.
Yes.
Because you won't be able to breathe because the air is coming so fast.
Right.
Oh, my God.
So I get to the door and I have a panic attack. And I realize at that moment why I'm afraid of heights. It's because I have a reoccurring dream. And it came to me at the door.
Good timing.
Because I looked out of the plane and you see nothing but counties. You don't see houses.
Like a map.
You don't see trees. You just see almost the curvature of the earth.
Oh my God.
And I got there and it just flashed that I have a reoccurring dream that I fall in my dream. And I'm like, oh, this is the feeling. This is why. And he goes, go. And I'm like,
no way, man. No way.
Go. And I go, fuck you. And he goes, boom.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm breathing. And then I look down and now I'm not breathing. I'm like, and he takes my head.
Oh my God.
You were a handful for him, weren't you?
Oh, I was a nightmare.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
The worst of bees says, go. And like, where are you?
And who dropped this off?
Ron.
What is that?
Ron from the skydiving.
Oh.
Cool. Skydive for veterans.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got a shirt.
Oh, those are cool.
Nice.
This definitely will not fit me.
That's your parachute. That's your parachute, Jez.
Nice, AJ.
Well, it's very effective.
I know. Yeah.
All right.
It's very effective.
That's
parachute.
Medium. Jeez. Yeah. All right. So shirts. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron.
Dear Chaz, AJ, Ashley, and Phil.
If by the time you read this, you're gone.
Thank you so very much for having me on the air Tuesday and getting the word out about the Skydive for Veterans jump this weekend, tomorrow, Saturday, in Ellington. We're extremely grateful for all the publicity you've given us, both for the bike run and the jump, plus taking part in the event. Because of you, this will be the biggest event we've had ever hosted. We appreciate PLR's dedication to local veterans charities. And because of you, we can make more of a difference in veterans' lives. Here are some of last year's shirts. We'll have new ones on Saturday. Looking forward to seeing you Saturday. Remember your brown pants.
Exactly. Did they say anything about you having a big splash or anything?
That's
like
funny.
That?
Ron and the Skydive for Veterans team. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you, Ron.
Woo! Yeah. It should be fun. That should be fun.
It's going to be great, man. You have a good time.
Oh, yeah. No, once you, it's like a roller coaster, right? So
I don't go on those.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Mm-mm. None. Zero. Zilcho?
I hate roller coasters.
If I go upside down, I don't go on them. I can't.
Oh. Okay. So if it's like Lake Wassapog, right? Do they go upside down?
Oh, my God.
Down?
I haven't been there in so long.
Yeah,
I can handle like the ones that move you around a lot. I don't mind like motion sickness.
Right,
but like
this, up and down, fine.
Yes.
But like this, no.
No. My body was not meant to do that. Absolutely
you
not.
Because you puke up there and you meet it down there.
Right.
Or somebody else meets it down there.
Right,
hold on. Rui, who's jumping with me tomorrow?
Rui.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Chaz. How are you?
Good. Hey, you're on our podcast Facebook Live thing right now.
Rui! So watch your language.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, everyone.
What's up?
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
All right.
What am I podcasting? What are we talking about? What's going on?
We were just wrapping up our talk about the skydive. Do you have anything you want to add?
I do have something I want to add, which is the reason I'm calling you, which is I have confirmation from Mrs. Karen Lopes, the woman I sleep with, that she wants me to register her.
Get out.
We have a go on Karen Lopes. The woman that would never, ever, ever do this has agreed to, in principle, sign up.
That's amazing.
She don't trust you, that's why. He's going to meet somebody.
I am going to get lots of puke bags for all of us, and I'm going to get lots of diapers and, you know, and let the chips fall where they may.
That's not a chip.
So I don't think Steve is nervous. All right. So my cousin Steve, I don't think he's nervous. I know you're not nervous. You're excited. George is excited.
I'm scared out of my mind.
Haven't you done this a bunch?
I've done this like 8 times, but I'm always, you know, listen, George Foreman, the first time he was not nervous going into a fight, he lost.
Isn't he the one that's in the grill?
Is, you always have to be nervous. You always have to be prepared. You have to be scared. You have to be ready. George Foreman.
Look, that's good if you're going in and you're boxing, and that's good if you're going up on stage to do stand-up or music.
That means you guys are really scared.
But you could be as scared as you want, and you're not going to help the guy that you're strapped to. You better hope that he's a little nervous.
He's scared shit.
No, I don't want him to be nervous.
No, he's scared shit.
No, I don't want him to be nervous. No, no nervous. No nervous. No, no.
No, no.
Be nervous.
No, 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 no,
no.
No, no, no.
All right, so there's 9 of us now. Well, I'm petrified. Jennifer's petrified. Karen's petrified. Okay. I think Young Chaz is excited.
We can make like a song. We are petrified.
No, we are petrified.
I got all my skydivers in me. Yeah, babe.
All right, I'm going to go. I'll call you in a minute.
Yeah, it's bad singing.
Hey, oh, yeah. Love you all.
All right, love you. Bye.
Bye. He's like, don't hang.
Really? So I was on the phone with him this week, and he was setting up for this Karen might join us, and she's petrified of heights.
Right, right, right.
And he can talk.
Yes, we can.
So I'm like, let me just email Ron. And he's like, well, I don't want to, and this and that. And like 5 minutes later, I'm like, you know, I could have emailed Ron and had an answer for you by now. Let's just get off the phone.
How about that?
Right.
How about that?
How about that? I love him. All right. What else? Anything else? Anything from the comments?
Yeah, we got a couple questions. People are wondering how they can get a Chaz and AJ shopping bag.
Thank you, whoever that was.
Yes.
Okay.
These just came in. I didn't even know they were coming.
Mary Beth.
Mary Beth. Mary Beth, this bag is yours. Okay? We're going to get this to Mary Beth.
All right. Cool.
Was she the first one to ask?
Yes.
Okay. Look at this shopping bag. So it's insulated. To keep your beer and your meat cool.
Awesome.
Your hair, perhaps.
It's got a plastic thingy here. I don't know if this is this for the bottom.
Yeah, it's just for the bottom to keep it nice and, you know.
Is it for the bottom?
Yeah, it's like a plat, you know, to keep
it, keeps it
like
open.
A platform.
Yeah. Exactly, yes. Oh, to keep it, keep it rigid.
Yeah. Nice.
Yay.
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 Yeah, this is pretty sweet. We need these in Connecticut now.
Yeah.
I had this experience the Friday we went on vacation. Right. Went to a shopping, you know, got some food.
Yeah.
Like, you want a bag? I'm like, oh, shit. Yep. We've been talking about this on the air.
Yep.
And I could see that she's been, like, she was asking questions like, you want a bag? And she's ready for anger and bullshit.
Because she's had
I feel bad for those people.
I always forget to bring mine because 30 years of not bringing bag, you forget.
Right. You're not like, oh, I'm going to the store. Let me grab my bag.
Right.
I stopped at Home Depot last week. I had to pick up a truck call. I wanted to pick up some wheel tire detail for my car, for the truck.
Yeah.
And when I went to the register, I did the self-serve, and it said 10 cents per bag, and I hit no, and then I didn't realize, and I took a bag.
Oh. You broke the law!
I stole a 10-cent bag. Sorry.
You broke the law. You avoided it. That's tax evasion.
I took a plastic bag.
That's tax evasion.
Yeah.
Well, now I know what to do.
I realized when I walked outside, I'm like, oh,
kidding.
Damn, I was supposed
to pay for that.
Yep.
Oops. By the way, these bags are great. Yes, because they're insulated. But what I really like is that the interior part of the bag is very easily cleaned. So one of the things that I've noticed with the reusable bags sometimes that you can buy is like you can see through them. So, like, let's say, like, you know, just like a little moisture or whatever gets in there.
More moisture.
And you got to clean it. Like, you got to, like, get in there with, like, a brush and, like, scrape the bottom of it to, like, try to get that stain out.
You know, so when you do that.
Because you don't know what is going to go on next.
Do you do your shopping?
Yeah, and we use them now.
I could tell.
But the interior of this bag.
I wouldn't think of that.
Being able to clean it.
I don't do the shopping.
Like, you just get, like, a wet one and, like, you go around and you're done.
I
love that.
Yeah.
So these are awesome.
They're well thought out bags.
Yes, they
are. Good quality.
They got the Chaz and AJ logo,
good quality,
so it's hip. I love the red.
Bright red.
The red's very cool.
And these are strong. You could tell you can carry some shit in these.
You can. You shit, put in that bag.
Yeah. How much weight can we put in here? All right, here's a, how much do you think this cart machine weighs?
Oh, wow. That's got to be 15 pounds, 20?
All right, listen.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
It's pretty heavy.
Yeah. That's pretty, that was, scared me.
Ooh. Do you need a hand?
Carefully. What are you breaking?
I hope they don't need this. No, they use that as a doorstop.
Wow.
Oh, and this bag's not even working.
That's even better than Flex Seal commercial. Where's Frank Thomas from Nugenix for that one?
There's a zipper on top.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's to keep everything cold and frozen.
Insulated, yeah. Insulated. Your ice cream, whatnot.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Very smart.
I didn't even notice the zipper.
Yep. Yep.
All right, so Mary Beth has one. I don't know how we're going
to... She said she's coming to the station today at noon. I'll make sure it's at the front desk
for her.
This
is hers.
Yeah.
This very bad.
I'm going to put her name on it as soon as we're done.
It was mine. Now it's Mary Beth's.
There you go. See?
I know we just spent time talking about the bag. Joe was also wondering about the coffee mug. He said I was drinking out of my Chaz and AJ coffee mug. So come to a Chaz and AJ event. Sometimes we have these.
Sometimes.
That's the only way I know how to get them.
Sometimes.
Or
yes.
You can have Phil's.
Right. No! Cannot!
Right, because you've been sucking.
That'll be out front today with Joe's name on it.
Yes.
I don't think it will be. This will be for Mary Beth. What else?
There was one more thing.
We do have to get this stuff out.
A lot of people are saying that she's going to have a great time at Zach Brown Band.
Yeah.
A lot of people saying so. And I don't know. Oh! Adam Grabowski. Thank you, Adam. Is AJ going to go to the Big E to see the yodeling kid, Mason Ramsey?
Fuck no.
Oh, go.
I heard that kid for 24 fucking hours. Why would I go see him?
Phil gave me that story like 2 days ago.
Right.
It was, we came back on the air Tuesday. I'm like, hey, good morning. Welcome back. Just wanted to make sure you saw this. Okay,
bye. He was so excited.
I could not wait.
No, it was like Christmas time for Phil.
Folks were messaging me on Facebook way before, during the vacation.
So when you were going through the list in the news break on Wednesday, I had it ready. I'm like, I know where we're going with this. And then you kept calling up bands. I'm like, oh, that's not what I thought we were going to do here. So I kept going. I'm like, and it didn't come up. It didn't come up. I'm like, all right, he's waiting for like dumbass news. Or
thanks
like,
for bringing it up.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, Phil can have a good weekend now.
Yes.
Nope.
Excited.
Yeah, I heard the kid for 24 hours. Well, I want to hear it again.
The funniest like 10-second video would be Mason Ramsey on stage and then a pan over to AJ in the crowd with some angry puss on his face.
Or walking towards the stage with my fist out.
Right.
Or pouring gasoline on
him. Would you punch him?
No, I punch a guitar player. Make it stop.
He might play the guitar.
I think he plays the guitar, right? Are you paying attention to what you're...
Well, in that case...
There's no way you're watching your camera shot when you're looking over here.
That's the best for nothing, folks.
He's watching now.
He swiped that scene.
I'll tell you what. We got a great view of the clock right there. It was good.
Okay,
no, I'm teasing your brother. Yeah, okay. No, he's doing a good job.
All right. Excellent. All right. Anything else?
That's all I got here.
I don't think
okay.
so.
Yep.
Have a great weekend.
Have a good weekend.
Peace out.
We'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
The Chaz and AJ Friday After Show. Catch Chaz and AJ in the morning, daily from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. on 99.1 PLR in New Haven, Connecticut.